You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, I put out a video called Men Who Knew When to Walk Away. And the topic that I covered in that video was men who knew when to walk away from their relationship. However, this is going to be a bit of a follow-up to that. And I want to talk about the Great Resignation. Yeah, men who knew when to walk away from their job. Now, this article was published on the 21st of February. The Great Resignation's Unquiet Desperation. Henry David Thoreau noted in 1854, quote unquote, "The mass of men led lives of quiet desperation." That is a pretty profound statement when you really think about it. Men are working themselves into an early grave to put food on the table, to take care of their family. Back in that day, that was actually grateful families. However, nowadays, oh, no. Mm-mm. It's 168 years later, and that desperation is no longer so quiet. Yes, you can call this a mass awakening of men. The Great Resignation is real. I worry less about job vacancies than about the workers who plan to quit tonight. I can't help wondering whether I will be their last customer. In most cases, I encourage such change. If they think they can do better, they should quit. I thoroughly agree. I recall the advice I heard from one of our best local curmudgeons, however you say that. Paul Nicholson insisted on a refund or some remedy. The worker was not allowed to give him what he wanted. Finally, the exasperated worker said to Paul, "I've done everything I'm allowed to do. What more would you like from me?" Paul's response was profound. Quote unquote, "I want you to quit your job. Get hired where they give you more authority or provide assistance when you need it. Life's too short to work for bad people." Nicholson didn't say that last part out loud, but I'm sure he was thinking it. I've wondered 1,000 times what that fellow's dinner hour was like that night. Yes, life is too short to work for bad people, which is why I ended up quitting my job of 7 years. I'm going to go into that later. Even though quit is too harsh of a word, however, I had the boss put me in reserve status because I got way too much knowledge of the company, and it's going to take him far too long, even though he admitted himself it's going to take at least 3 new drivers to get to where I am. Ah, life is good when you have leverage. Stores limit their hours to fit the workers they hire. Lines are longer at our favorite burger joints. Every phone call now begins with a recorded warning of excessive wait times because of quote unquote higher than anticipated call volumes. Oh, yeah. more vacancies than job seekers is not uncommon, but usually there's a significant dislocation between the two. Applicants lack training for the jobs available, or they live in the wrong part of the country. This time around, anyone seeking a job can have one. However, with the current events of hyperinflation, gas prices in my neck of the woods have jumped up to damn near $6 for premium. Yeah, it is happening. But unfortunately, the absolute sheepish people of California are just going along, tra-la-la-la-la, bah, bah, this is fine, bah. I just have to shake my head. Taxes out the yin-yang in this state. But once again, the people here are entirely institutionalized and too far gone. So yeah, another reason why I'm glad that I walked away from my job, so to speak. That's taking some getting used to. Afghan refugees are encouraged to look for a job as soon as they are allowed to work. Now we also have to teach them how to choose between jobs they've been offered. I have a good friend who has helped large corporations build and maintain their social consciousness programs. She's ready for a job change, but are employers ready to bid up for her services? That right there, gentlemen, is key. Erin Clary has made plenty of videos on this topic. Make the bosses offer you what you want. See, too many employers are stuck in the past. Now, what do I mean by that? They want to sit there and hold the job over your head as, well, you need this as a means of survival. So guess what? I can treat you any way I want. No. Especially nowadays. This gig economy is great. However, you also have to be conscious of your decision. Prize Real Estate accepts sealed bids before a transaction is finalized. Workers may soon have that same leverage. Who is interviewing whom? Remember, gents, if you're going to go for a job, go in with these four words in mind. Fuck you, pay me. Yeah, see, back in the old way of thinking for employers was, hey, fuck you, work harder. However, those days are gone. The Great Resignation accelerated during the pandemic, but Obamacare reset the board. The Affordable Care Act freed workers from quote-unquote job lock. That right there, gentlemen, is something that a lot of these old boomer employers wanted to place their bets on. Well, if you work for me, then guess what? You're going to be locked here. No. Anyone with pre-existing conditions didn't dare quit their job. Losing healthcare insurance was too big a risk. Those days are gone now. Even with employers, employees are just now realizing it. Yes, a lot of people have said, you know what? There's an old song called Take This Job and Shove It. Dun, dun, I ain't working here no more. Oh, yes. Yes. Even in this economic downturn, there are ways for people to go out and make a good living. Workers are just beginning to articulate what they want from their employers. It's too soon to call these demands, but that's where they're headed. They want flexible hours and work from home options. They want their work to feel meaningful, which is far more legitimate than insisting that they be constantly praised for their efforts. They want work that gives them their meaning and connection without consuming every waking hour. After all, they are waiting longer for their fast food or the next available customer service agent, just like the rest of us. Hear, hear. Now, for my particular situation, working for a bad owner. Well, in my store, in the store that I used to work for, we had a very, very solid crew. The most senior person, she had worked there for 10 years. All gorditas. So that's another reason why I was glad I had that job. But all of us were trained on everything in the store, from prep to building. And since I was the primary driver, they would jump in if everything was, you know, going a little too fast. However, the key about us is we knew the area and the customers. And the customers always thanked us for having a good quality product. Unfortunately, the last owner, he sold the store and really didn't tell us about it. So the new owner came in and we was like, well, who the hell is this guy? However, we all knew off the rip, this guy, he wasn't on the up and up. So Christmas was never one of our big selling holidays. However, his only thought process was profit. Yeah, that was bad. So our senior person was telling him, hey, you need to shut down orders. This is not a big holiday for us. Okay? Now, Valentine's Day, Mother's Day, we can understand that. But Christmas is not a big selling for us. But unfortunately, he refused to do so. Then he kept micromanaging everybody. I told him straight up, look, stay the fuck out of my way. All right? That's what you do. I got control of all the temporary drivers. You stay over there. I got this. However, some of the old drivers who had been there for years, the old temps, when they saw how he ran everything, they were like, nope, fuck this dude. I'm out. Why am I standing around for hours on end waiting for orders? This dude is running this shit in the ground. Everybody saw it. So eventually, after Christmas was over, after that week was over, he decided to throw a little bit more fuel on the fire that was already the fire of everybody walking away by sending a mass text message that said, oh yes, our store got number 9 in the state. That set everybody off. Everybody was hot. So one by one, everybody started quitting until I was the last of the old guard. So I said, you know what? Here's what I want from you. I want more money, less time. And of course, he started his whole business mumbo jumbo. I'm like, look, man, it comes down to this. You know, fuck what you want. Do you want to leave my experience? Everything that I know about the store? Okay, cool. Then I guess I had no choice but to walk away then. So he realized, oh shit, because he brought in some temp drivers and I had to train all of them from the delivery system, how to properly document everything. And unfortunately, they just couldn't get it. A lot of young people. But you know what? In the end, I still decided to walk away because if you're the only driver and he decides to take 50 orders. How am I the only one that's going to be able to deliver all those things during the whole day? There were days I would come in at 10 o'clock and wouldn't leave until like 9 o'clock at night. I'm like, man, fuck all this shit. Now, yes, the mileage checks were great. However, in the end, the most important factor for me was no longer there. Fun. It was no longer fun. I was getting stressed out. So I said, yeah, you know what? Here's my 2-week notice. I'm going to go do DoorDash. And fellas, in my neck of the woods, oh my God, DoorDash is wonderful. Whoever came up with DoorDash is a fucking genius. Why? Because whoever this person was, they are using the one thing that so many people have in spades, especially during this pandemic. What is that? Laziness and sloth. Yeah. Oh, yeah. DoorDash is perfect for me. It is perfect. Since technically I work for myself now, oh my God, it's wonderful. Now, of course, I'm speaking specifically for my neck of the woods when I say this. It is very lucrative. Even with the gas going to almost $6, you know, a gallon, I go out, make one run, 2 hours, $50. If I decide to do two runs in a day, that's at minimum $100. Come on now, it's simple math. $100, 6 days, $600 fucking dollars for that week. How can people not actually see that this is very lucrative? But here we are. Too many people got far too comfortable with not working during this pandemic. So, hey, it is what it is. As long as there's something that needs to be delivered, I will always have a job. And since I'm no longer locked to that company, guess what? I can just go ahead and, you know, up and go to another state that's less expensive and start doing DoorDash there. But like the old boss told me on my final day when he handed me my final check, I've always known this, and you've always made it clear. You never really needed this job. So I have to ask you, why did you stay here for so long? To which I simply told him, I had good owners, I had a good crew, and we were more like family. Unfortunately, you did not earn my loyalty. Everybody else did. You didn't. So now, I'm a mercenary. I'm a mercenary for hire. So, if you get into a big jam and it gets out of control, you can call me. I'll keep that line open. But, yeah, I will only do one run for you, if that. But other than that, I'm good. So, of course, he was like, well, thank you for your brutal honesty. You know, I will definitely keep you in the pipe. You know, you've got far too much experience for me to just let you completely walk away. I said, but understand this. I'm no longer an army here. I'm a mercenary. So if I get a better offer, guess what? You're going to have to pay more for my services. That's why I never asked for a raise while I was here. End of. But, gentlemen, it is getting a hell of a lot tighter out here. And yes, so many women out here are losing their minds. It's no longer hidden. It's not. But once again, the delivery game gives me so many peeks behind the curtains. And with that being said, ladies, the power is definitely getting ready to go out in this hyper-inflated society that we're moving in. Feminism has definitely quieted down in recent times. But guess what? Far too little, far too late. Nobody's coming to save you, ladies. Even if you try the whole traditional route, guess what? The only man you're going to get is a simp. And even they are waking up. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.